All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to the show. My next guest is from Branford, Connecticut. She's the co-owner of Elements Natural Healing Arts. Please welcome Christina Morris to the show. Hi, Christina.
Hello, thanks for having me.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good, good. So, Christina, just start off by giving us a quick description that kind of sums up what you do.
So, Element Natural Healing Arts is located in Carroll Gardens, Brooklyn, just minutes from Manhattan. Our experienced caring providers provide comprehensive integrative care for people of all ages. We treat a wide range of health concerns, from sports injuries to chronic pain, immune deficiencies, fertility, digestive problems, and anxiety, to name just a few. We offer many services, including acupuncture, herbs, supplements, massage, facials, reflexology, rolfing, craniosacral lymphatic drainage, Maya abdominal massage, and more. Treatments are all custom tailored to the individual. We also offer private and semi-private yoga and meditation classes. Our goal is to foster an overarching approach to health and healing with compassion and clarity of purpose. We believe that everyone can achieve a more healthy and balanced life.
All right, so tell me a little bit about your background.
I began Element Natural Healing Arts in 2001. I grew up in a really small town near Knoxville, Tennessee. After completing my undergraduate degree in biology pre-med, I moved to New Mexico to study Oriental Medicine at the International Institute of Chinese Medicine, both in Santa Fe and Albuquerque. I also completed internships in two hospitals in China, one in Beijing and one in Chengdu. Along with being an acupuncturist and herbalist, I'm also a certified reflexologist and Maya abdominal therapy practitioner.
All right, that's pretty good. So, especially the study abroad stuff, that's really cool. What was that experience
like? Yeah, it was a great
experience.
It was so different. We got to work with so many different patients. Working in the hospital, it was amazing. It was really very inspiring to me.
Okay, so what are some of the most common problems or issues that people will come to you with that they're looking for help?
I see a lot of women's health and infertility. I work with a lot of anxiety, stress, digestive problems, a lot of musculoskeletal pains like sciatica, rotator cuff issues, back pain, headaches, migraines.
Okay, so you just, not even a minute ago, just told us all the different ways that you help people. Can you sort of go through them and explain how they work and why people should inquire about them?
Yeah, acupuncture is great for treating pain. It works on endorphins. When we use our needles, we use very specific points based on the individual to promote healing and balance. Herbs are also very specific to the individual. We offer lots of different styles of massage. Deep tissue, Swedish, trigger point, massage neuromuscular. We offer lots of different styles of facial. Rolfing is really deep, focused work, treating like holding patterns in the body. We could pretty much custom tailor any kind of treatment plan for an individual based on what they present, what their concerns are, whether it's acupuncture and massage, yoga, so we can get them on a treatment plan.
All right. Okay. So what inspired you to pursue this?
So I've always been interested in women's health. And before deciding to go study Oriental medicine, I wanted to go into obstetrics and gynecology. And then while working on my undergraduate degree, I had an amazing acupuncture treatment that just turned everything around for the treatment of pelvic pain. So I knew from firsthand experience that acupuncture worked and could be extremely beneficial for others. So at that time, like 20 years ago or so, acupuncture wasn't so commonly practiced, but I knew that this was something that I wanted to learn prior to attending Western Medical School. And then I also have a family history involving herbal medicine, so the acupuncture herb combo was like the perfect fit for me. And then after my schooling, I moved to New York. I started practicing acupuncture and herbs, and I started working with other doctors, OBGYNs, reproductive endocrinologists, general practitioners, sports medicine doctors, And then I realized that I loved what I'm doing. It was my calling. And then my patients were getting better. They had less pain. The women were getting pregnant, less anxiety, fewer digestive problems. And my patients were just feeling overall less stressed. And I was making a difference. It's what inspired me. I wanted to make a positive difference in the lives of others so they could enjoy a better quality of life, happier and a healthier life.
Okay. All right. Very nice. Very nice. So what are some of your goals for the future?
Well, to continue practicing and growing, I can never take enough classes. We're always learning more and more. And it's nice as research and development continues, acupuncture and herbs also continue to grow and develop treatment protocols. So hopefully I'll continue working with other doctors and making a difference, helping people get better and feel better in their lives.
Okay. All right. Very good. So what advice would you give to somebody who might be, struggling right now, but a little bit hesitant to reach out to a professional like yourself?
In regards to, like, acupuncture?
Well, anything. If they're just, like, they're just hurting, and they don't know where to turn, but they just don't, they're not sure if something like what you do is right for them.
So, often I am a last resort for people with a variety of ailments. So, a lot of times people will go to 5, 10 different doctors, and they still have their problem. It was never resolved. So typically people will come in. I'll do a comprehensive consultation. I'll ask a lot of questions, look at their tongue, check their pulse. That's the traditional Chinese medicine protocol we follow. And then from that, we can see what's really going on inside their bodies. What kind of disharmonies, like, are they really stressed and that's affecting their digestive system? Is it an injury, an old ankle injury that's eventually affected their knee or their hip? So it's really listening to each patient that comes in and evaluating and figuring out, like, the root cause of a lot of conditions, and that's what we treat. That's our goal, to treat the root cause. So I recommend anyone just reach out to a practitioner so they can do a consultation and figure out if this is the right form of medicine. And with my practice, it's nice because I can refer to other modalities if that's needed.
Okay. All right. Very good. So what's the best way for people to contact you if they would like more information?
So they can visit our website at elementhealing.com or give us a call at 718-855-4850. They can also email us at info@elementhealing.com. And we are located in Brooklyn, New York.
All right, excellent. Christina Morris, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much, Rob.
This is the Professionals Roundtable, and we'll be right back.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.